It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
You'll laugh because when I was at home shopping many years ago, someone brought us an exercise tool for the face, and you don't always realize how many muscles are in your face and how tense you can be and how that changes your look and when you can relax and just all the different things that happen that you just take for granted. So I'm excited because today's guest is Rachel Lang. Now, she is a facialist specializing in high-touch face massage for over 25 years, and she believes that massage is one of the best skincare products there is. So I want to talk to her about it because she's designed a technique to support skincare product launches. She's done stuff with Aveda, Clinique, Aveeno, and just so many others. So I want to jump right in. Rachel, thank you for joining us today.
Excited to be on your show.
Okay, so let's talk for a minute. What is Face Love?
So Face Love, we like to say, is activating inner beauty with the power of high touch. And we use the combination of firm muscle toning face massage, acupressure, and interactive facial exercise.
That sounds fantastic.
And the facial area has 57 muscles that we work with, and they are not only connected to the bone structure and but also the surface of the skin, really responsible for the firmness and symmetry of your facial posture. And they're also directly connected to your emotions. So we have an instant beauty result and a long-term constant, what we say is constant beauty result. If you do it more often, just like exercise, it's an cumulative collection of benefits and long-term results.
You know, I get a facial, I forgot what it was called. I get a facial once a month. I missed the last couple months. And they always do a little facial massage, but I'm curious if they're just kind of randomly rubbing, because it sounds like there's a certain pattern or a certain way you want to touch the face. Is that correct to get the results you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, when I started this discovery, I actually was starting my practice many, many, many years ago when day spas were just coming out, and I was running into resistance with product. People felt sensitive. People were worried about breaking out. And so I created the water facial, which is just my hands, water, and their skin. And I started to see amazing results, softening of lines, brightening of the skin, detoxifying effects. So that's what led me to really study all the indigenous techniques and philosophies from around the world to come up with what I call choreography. I obviously didn't invent face exercise or massage, but I discovered that if you can really just access the muscle, so we almost bypass the skin, although there's so many benefits to the skin as a result, you grab the muscle, so it's a firmer pressure. One of the signature points of difference for us is we don't use any product on you, which allows us to actually grab the muscle and tone the muscle versus having the slip to move across the skin. And so you'll find that, you know, it's really profound. It's can be a little bit intense, but we like to say we strive for that good hurt because it makes a big difference. And now what's wonderful is the science is starting to show they're doing a lot of research at the National Touch Research Institute and also at McMaster's University in Canada, measuring the relationship between muscles that are toned and stimulated in exercise and the relationship to skin. And they're finding that the skin is brighter, has higher levels of collagen, and less damage. So starting to prove that muscle toning stimulation actually starts to speed up the metabolism a bit of the skin and really improves the integrity and the performance of the skin and its responsibilities. So that, in combination with what we know from the Touch Research Institute, that massage muscle holds memory, and that's why we can sculpt and tone and define our bodies. The anatomy works the same way in the face muscles, that the more you redirect and practice resistance strength training, the more the muscles hold on to that and can maintain, you know, positive maintenance for your aging process, maintain that facial posture and structure. So
Well, in the end, you're going to have firmer looking skin, less wrinkles. I know there's a treatment out there that some of the spas are doing that, like you said, it's an intense treatment. And they're not exercising the muscles, but it's causing, by going against the face, it's causing a reaction which increases the collagen level. So I think with what you're talking about with the massages, you're going to see the same type result, which we lose collagen as we age. The body produces less and less. And so if we can firm up the skin and work those muscles, I mean, a lot of people work out, we build up our arms, we worry about our waist, our legs, et cetera, but we ignore the face muscles.
Yeah, and, you know, just like you really can make so many analogies to exercise, right? So we know now that muscle toning resistance training, especially with free weights, will also improve your bone density, which helps to offset osteoporosis. And so we're finding that with the face, it's the same. You know, we lose bone mass as we age, and that causes the skin to sag because that structure is less. So we're now just really maintaining and sculpting and toning those muscles. Aging is relentless, and we are competing with the environmental aggression and lifestyle habits, but it certainly is a positive way and a very empowering way, I think, for people. You know, when I decided to go back into the industry, I didn't see opening up just another spa or creating just another product. I felt like I wanted to do something maybe that wasn't out there yet. And although this has been around for hundreds and thousands of years, really, in terms of Eastern philosophy, I felt that, you know, with all of the amazing ways to purchase skincare products and gadgets, clients are taking it upon themselves to really use LED and use exfoliation tools and microcurrent tools and incredible technology in skincare with serums, and they're doing that at home now. So they didn't need to necessarily pay me to apply that for them. So now I'm trusting that I'm amplifying their beauty routine. So whatever beauty routine they have, we're now going from the inside out and strengthening to absorb and process the beautiful products and the gadgets that are stimulating in a great way too.
So somebody who wants to learn more about this or try it, is this something you're teaching across the country? Do they have to come see you, or how can somebody get involved and try this?
Yeah, we currently have a pop-up shop in downtown Manhattan, and we've been popping up in Los Angeles, and we really have a plan to go everywhere, of course. We are being asked to train facialists around the world, and so we're putting together a plan to create a certification, because I think that that's a really nice way to get our technique out there, and so that it can be for everybody. And then, you know, the other thing that has made it really great, and so if people travel to New York currently, although we're happy to pop up anywhere, we're only 30 minutes and it's $45. So our clients are coming every week and really seeing the results that they want to see, because it's very easy and accessible.
Now, people listen to this show from all over. So are there other areas that do the same type of stuff that you do at Face Love?
I know that there are some other people that are really talking about face exercise or face yoga. There's some wonderful books that I've certainly turned to for resources on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I'm not sure aware of anybody who has a destination to go to, but I feel like it's just a matter of time, because this is such a new, wonderful conversation and approach to how we take care of ourselves.
I think what you're doing is amazing, because as we started the show, you know, I take for granted, I work with the skin a lot in developing products, and Lisa from the health side. And so when people realize that the muscles in their face make a difference and massages, I think it's going to be an upcoming trend that people are just discovering. So what you're doing is awesome. What I'm going to suggest to everybody listening is go visit lovefacelove.com and see what Rachel Lang has to share with us at lovefacelove.com. Rachel, we want to thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, and Lisa Davis, your health expert. And if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. Thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.